You are listening to a preview of Policy, a Chicago Sustainability Series dialogue with Joyce Coffey, President of Climate Resilience Consulting, recorded on March 30th, 2017 at Civis Analytics. To find out about upcoming dialogues, community meetings, volunteer opportunities, and activations, go to sustainetheshy.com.
Great. So it was a two-part question, right? The first question is, what are we working on? And the second part is, what does sustainability look like in Chicago? So on the first part, I'll say that, you know, the majority of my work is at the national scale right now. I'm working with Rockefeller Foundation, the Kresge Foundation, a group called the Global Adaptation Resilience Investment Work Group. All of that work is really focused on where can we best apply resources to help to save lives and improve livelihoods in the face of change. And in particular, some of the work is asking about a policy platform for the federal government, which maybe I'll have a chance to talk about a little bit more in another question. We're also looking at how adaptation has rolled out across the nation, whether there is, in fact, a field of practice focusing right now on adaptation. And in particular now, you know, taking the question now back to the city of Chicago, what I'm really impressed by is that what matters to Chicagoans is that their basements remain dry when we have extreme weather, that they do not present at the emergency room when there is extreme heat, and that they do not have exposure to vector-borne diseases that are increasing as our ecosystems change. Those seem to be three very classic needs of Chicagoans. They're not the first thing that they mention when you ask, you know, what is the most important part of your life? But when they happen, they have deleterious impacts, especially on lower income communities. I think many of you know about the 1995 urban heat island impact, where the city of Chicago is unfortunately world renowned for the fact that we lost 740 souls in one extreme heat event. Because people died on the way to the emergency room or in their homes due to extreme heat. We were not prepared. Our emergency management wasn't prepared. Our morgue wasn't prepared. The whole system broke down. And what was most impressive about it and why we are so well known is that the vast majority of people who died were Black, and very, very, very few white people died. And so it was like the primal story of how sustainability is an environmental justice issue. So I've just been talking for about 3 minutes, and I have never once said the word climate. We don't talk about climate because climate is not something that affects us day to day. I mean, that's a fact, right? Climate is a decadal, 100-year issue. I, of course, have called my company Climate Resilience because I believe strongly that we do need to be looking at a different future than we have the past. And the most important way, from my perspective, to do that is to understand the variability and change that's coming and that actually has already arrived in many cases due to climate change. But in the city of Chicago, climate is not a priority for anyone. The most important priorities have already been mentioned by my panelists, right? It's jobs, it's poverty, it's access. All of those things have, you know, definitely been impacted by climate in one way or the other already, and are, you know, stand to be an even greater risk in the future. And that's where we go to our communities and help them to decrease asthma, to decrease the to increase their disconnected downspouts, to increase their access to education about what to do in the case of extreme heat, and in other ways make them resilient to changes that are coming.